What is the deeper meaning behind cutting yourself off from all mass media? Let me first speak to an answer to that question by talking briefly about my own personal experience. When in my 20s, I served as a Navy officer in the Roosevelt Roads Navy Station in Puerto Rico, there was no television to be seen at that time. So I really had a news fast of all types for 3 years while serving there in the Navy. What I noticed was when returning to the United States, I turned on the TV and my instant thought was I had not missed anything of any great importance. I continued, however, to watch the news over the next 20 or so years and then decided to conduct a media fast for myself. I have not now actually watched TV for more than a decade, other than when I happen to be in a hotel room and want to chill out. What I've noticed is that the level of my anxiety and stress has been profoundly reduced as a result of not being exposed to the mass media in the form of television, in the form of newspapers, and in the form of radio. Because my stress level has been significantly reduced moment to moment, my health has been quite excellent over the last several decades. Why has my own news fast had such a positive impact on my health and my well-being? I think it's because the mass media conveys information that instantly creates anxiety and stress. Because we know that both are directly connected to the symptoms of Parkinson's, it makes good sense to me to do anything possible to reduce those stimuli that enhance and provoke stress and anxiety. When watching the news media every day, or listening every day, or reading every day, we are exposing ourselves to horrendous information and images. What do we see on the TV when we watch the TV? We see information about crimes, about assaults, about terrorism, about death, about court proceedings, about animal cruelty, about negative political advertising, about sheer propaganda, lies, suffering, pain, lawsuits, gangs, scare tactics. The world is coming to an end. The list really is endless. Think back on any TV that you might have recently watched. What positive and uplifting story did you see? When I cruise around radio stations when I am at a hotel staying overnight, I, quite frankly, become depressed. I ask myself, why am I wasting my time spinning across these TV channels when there's nothing to watch? As I suggested at the offset, change must be taken if you expect to see a reversal of symptoms. What change is required? One step is to reduce stress and anxiety in your life. One simple way, I believe, to do that is to go on a mass media news fast, not just this week, but how about for the rest of your life? If you pursue this particular mindfulness challenge, then I suggest that you monitor your symptoms and monitor your stress level and monitor your anxiety. If your experience is like mine, you will indeed discover that you are significantly less stressed, you're less anxious, affording an opportunity for whatever balances may be present in your body to resolve naturally, with no side effects, comfortably, effortlessly, This requires no prescription medications, no visits to doctors, no listening to Parkinson's recovery radio shows. It simply means that you change your behavior. Instead of exposing yourself to the horrors of the world, you take alternative action that is in your best and highest good through more exercise, through doing what it is that fulfills your life passions. Many people are resistant to undertake and accept this challenge because they feel as though they will miss something important. I am here to tell you, there is no way that that will happen if you go on a news fast, having been on one now for over a decade. If something significant happens, you will hear about it very, very quickly. It's quite amazing. People are talking about it. It's very evident from any encounter with anyone that that's the information that pops up. People will say, "Have you heard?" And the simple answer is, "Tell me about it." No. And you will get the full report of the significant event of the week. Rest assured, you're not going to miss anything. You'll hear anyway. Better yet, if there is a horrendous event in the world, you will not expose yourself to the horrors of the images. After all, if there is a horrendous event in the world, what can you personally do about it? If this is part of your job, of course you must see and know and do and go to the place where the horrendous event occurred. For most of us, we can do nothing to help out those who are suffering from the earthquakes or the tsunamis or the hurricanes or the tornadoes. We are too far distant and unable to provide any assistance. What do we get if we actually expose ourselves to the information and the images and the sounds that are connected to those particular events? What we get is an assault into the tissues of our body of trauma, which creates stress and anxiety. What do you get in return? Symptoms that become much, much worse. So what do you get out of all this? You spend time watching the horrors of the world, and in return, do you get better? Do you feel better? The answer is no, just the reverse. You feel worse, less able to help out others when they are in need, when you are in a position to help those who are in need. I say to you then, I have personally found that a news fast has provided extreme benefits to me over the last 10 to 15 years. Try it out and see what happens with you. It's amazing to me to watch how much negativity is conveyed in the mass media. Have fun with your news fast, as I hope you continue to accept the challenge. No TV, no reading newspapers, no listening to the radio. Consider alternative actions. Make a change in your life and see what happens to your symptoms. This is Robert Rogers, and of course, this is Parkinson's Recovery. Good day.